his hands. He freed them from the rocks and the figure from the winds and dignity. At last he turned away and looked down at the beaches. The fire by the platform appeared to be out, or at least making no smoke. Further along the beach, beyond the little river, and near a great slab of rock, a thin trickle of smoke was climbing into the sky. Simon, forgetful of the flies, shaded his eyes with both hands and peered at the smoke. Even at that distance, it was possible to see that most of the boys, perhaps all of the boys, were there. So they had shifted camp then, away from the beast. As Simon thought this, he turned to the poor broken thing that sat stinking by his side. The beast was harmless and horrible, and the news must reach the others as soon as possible. He started down the mountain, and his legs gave beneath him. Even with great care, the best he could do was a stagger.
Finally, someone got close enough to see what the beast really is. It couldn't have been pretty. Imagine a body sitting in the tropical heat for who knows how many days. No wonder the flies have gotten to it, just like they got to the pig's head. If Simon tells the rest about the parachutist, do you think it will make them stop believing in the beast? I've been noticing something else in the last few pages since Jack went off by himself. The sky has been getting really ominous. First it turned misty, then the clouds were described as squeezing the land. Then the thunder started booming like a cannon. Now the air is ready to explode. I'm guessing those are clues or foreshadowing that something bad is about to happen. Let's start up again on page 147, after the space where Ralph is talking about bathing.
"Bathing," said Ralph. "That's the only thing to do." Piggy was inspecting the looming sky through his glass. "I don't like them clouds. Remember how it rained just after we landed?" "Going to rain again." Ralph dived into the pool. A couple of Litlands were playing at the edge, trying to extract comfort from a wetness warmer than blood. Piggy took off his glasses, stepped primly into the water, and then put them on again. Ralph came to the surface and squirted a jet of water at him. "Mind my specs," said Piggy. "If I get water on the glass, I got to get out and clean 'em." Ralph squirted again and missed. He laughed at Piggy, expecting him to retire meekly as usual and in pained silence. Instead, Piggy beat the water with his hands. "Stop it!" he shouted. "Do you hear?" Furiously, he drove the water into Ralph's face. "All right, all right," said Ralph. "Keep your hair on." Piggy stopped beating the water. "I got a pain in my head. I wish the air was cooler. I wish the rain would come."